I am Bob Dykhuis. I'm currently president of the Michigan Pork Producers Association and the founder of Dykhuis Farms Incorporated. We are a farrow to finish farm in southwest Michigan, the Holland-Hamilton area. We have our reproduction or baby pig production in that area. We have 18,000 sows, and then we finish them in contract facilities in southwest Michigan and north central Indiana. We're a supplier to Tyson Food and Logansport.
In the pork industry for nearly or more than 40 years, how has it changed in Michigan through that time and some of the advances that you've seen?
Well, I think certainly there's been a lot of consolidation. We used to have rooms packed with people that owned pigs, and now it's groups or organizations that contract with each other and work together. So the production flow is much larger in fewer hands, but is production's probably larger than ever. So there's a lot of people involved in the industry. So that's changed. We use science and technology a lot more. Certainly genetic improvement in animals. We participate in environmental programs. We need to be, permitted with most of our farms for manure management. So there's a lot more regulation, a lot more intensive management that we do, whether it is for food safety or for certification programs or animal welfare. There's just a lot more intensity to what we do, which that means we tend to have some specialists that take care of certain areas where before one person did everything. So there's been some huge changes.
When you look at the health of the animal and how pigs have really changed themselves through this production cycle shift, what are some ways you're seeing that as far as animal safety or even food safety?
Well, I think, there's multiple site production, so in the hog industry. So we try to keep different age pigs on different sites away from each other, never more than 2 weeks worth of pigs on a site except for our reproduction farm. We do a lot of monitoring. So before we would administer a treatment, we would have diagnostics that would say that we needed it. So things are, there's a whole lot more management that goes into those decisions instead of just covering things with treatments all the time. So we're able through strategy, cleanness, strategy of pig movement and monitoring and then previous testing and current testing, we manage health a lot more than we used to.
Michigan's hog industry really going through a resurgence with more pork processing in this area. How has that changed the dynamic in Michigan and in the Eastern Corn Belt?
Well, a lot of that will play out yet, but it certainly has excited the industry as far as in the Michigan, Indiana, Ohio area. So there is definitely growth going on. Michigan has seen its sow numbers increase a little bit. And there's been intensive finishing buildings being built and bid for out in those areas. So that competition has heated up a little bit. So there's some healthy growth going on. I think when double shifting would occur, that would create a huge need for additional, which would take some time. So it's an exciting time. I think across the country there's been new packing plants, and we see packer margins tightening up a little bit as these plants get online. So we don't know if that's a long-term thing or if it's just a blip with the big demand right now. But that's been encouraging. And it's nice to be involved in an industry that's growing.
What do you think are some of the major concerns right now for pork producers?
Well, there's always margins. We, with the increasing production, 2 to 4% this year, probably, possibly even 6% later, there's always a nervousness about we're dirtying or killing our market. And certainly the dairy people are feeling that in Michigan right now. That has not been the case with pork yet because demand has kept up for some reason. People are eating more protein. And so we have had opportunity to do some pretty nice hedging, certainly through the first three quarters of this year. So what we thought was could be kind of a tough year looks like it will be a pretty decent year. And we're pleased about that. And as the plants, there's another plant being built in Iowa, and so in the three plants then that will be new are all talking about double shifting. And so there will be quite a bit of additional slaughter capacity coming on. And so whether that gets outstripped with production or not is yet to be seen. But it seems like there's some discipline and linkage in that. So far, so good.
Any last thoughts to leave us with, Bob, as far as the Michigan Pork Producers Association or looking at 2018 and the year ahead?
Well, I think, you know, we're in a strategic planning process and trying to look at how we can meet the needs of the industry with some changing dynamics, possibly some growth. We can use new blood, in a sense, in our leadership and in the volunteer part of our organization. There's always more work to do. And so we're trying to strategically figure out where we fit.